wild tonight. I had a much spicier.
Standing in the cold outside the Central Bucks administrative building, students say they don't feel heard by district leaders. Here's high schooler Zandy Hall.
I know that school board meetings isn't where the impact happens, but it's good for them to know that so many people of the community are against them and will continue to show up.
At least 50 community members holding pride flags and wearing Save Trans Kids t-shirts were opposing the policy. The school board still voted 6-3 in support of the classroom decor policy on Tuesday evening. It will go up for a final vote in November. Evie Casey is an eighth grader in the district.
When you think about it for a moment and consider everything, only pain could come out of this law and nothing good for anyone involved. You might have the government breathing down your neck and yet you're still trying to enforce this uselessness.
Some people supported the policy. One thanked the board for respecting parents' rights. Emily Rizzo, WHYY News.